Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Sima Reish Nun Zayin, Sifim, Beis, and Gimel. This is the Mishnah Berurah Yomi for July 14th, Monday, July 14th. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, Afilu Tavshil Shadith Vashel called Sarko. Even a Tavshil, even a pot of shrimp or any cooked dish, any cooked pot of food that is fully cooked, it is also lahakmin the Shabbos. It is also to insulate, to wrap on Shabbos, as we said, afilu d'javar she'eino mosif hevel, even with something that will not add any heat. So a big towel, if you wrap a shrimp pot on Shabbos that's fully cooked, that is also to do on Shabbos, as we said, because that is a gzera shema yatiach. Maybe you'll come and you'll see that it cooled down and you'll come to cook it, or you'll come to heat it up and stir the coals. Umikol makom, he says, lasun kelim ala tavshil kedei lishamro min ha'akvarim. However, to go ahead and to wrap it with even clothes in order to protect it from akvarim, from mice, a little mouse, o kedei shelo yistanef ba'afruvis, or to protect it from getting dirty by dust, this is shari, it's okay. She'ein ze kimat min lahachem, ela kishomer v'neisein kisui alakdeira. Because rather, this is not hatmana for retaining heat, which was what the gzeira was for. The gzeira was for hatmana for keeping the heat in, but not merely just stam if you go ahead and you wrap it for protective purposes, because this would be the same as putting a lid on pot, which would be to protect the food, and it's not. It's a hatmana. Hatmana is only when you're wrapping in order to insulate. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Tif Katan Yud Gimel. So he said, even a fully cooked pot of food, it's going to be also to do hatmana on Shabbat. So he says, Umikol makom b'diyeved shari. However, b'diyeved, you can eat the food if you do this isra, as we said before, because I remember Elvis of Katan Chet, like we said yesterday, in Tif Katan Chet, that since, even though it's usher to insulate the davar she'eino mosif hevel on Shabbos, even though it's usher to insulate with something that will not add heat on Shabbos, b'diyeved, you could have it because it was, all it did was retain the heat, and therefore there was no clear-cut, distinct benefit, okay, that was created. It just retained the state that it was before, and therefore b'di'eved you can be mena from it, although obviously it was also to do on Shabbos. Yudalid lasun kelim. So he says you can go ahead and you can put kelim, clothes, whatever, over the pot in order to protect it from akbarim. So look what he says. Yudalid lasun kelim hainu. What do you mean by kelim here? Afilu begadim, even clothes. Right? Shemamidim etachom. Shemakadim, even clothes that keep the, right? You wrap it with cloth and clothes or whatever, that keep the heat of the kadera so that it doesn't cool off. Afilu hachi shari. Even so, it's mutter, even though it is actually accomplishing that it will retain the heat, since you cover it with clothes in order to protect the food, kevan she'eino mechaver is there, since your kavana was not to go ahead and protect it from, your kavana was to protect it from akvarim or from dirt, so then it will not be atmana because your kavana is not to keep it from cooling off. You should be aware that this is a interesting halacha l'maaseh issue, machlokes. What about if you just taking, let's say, schnitzel, and you wrap schnitzel and put it on a blech. So there, your kavanah might be to keep it warm, okay, but it's also to protect it, because it's the initial covering. So now those perfume that hold, that just some, an initial covering is automatically going to be mutter. Because an initial covering, by definition, is like covering it for protection. The only time it's going to be a problem, right, is if you cover it with a whole pot that has, let's say, a lid on it. So there, clearly, it's to keep the heat in, because if it had a lid on it, then you're covering it, obviously you're not covering it to protect it from dirt or mice, because it's covered anyway. But any time with an initial covering, some want to say that would be okay. Some want to say it might be okay just to wrap a schnitzel and put it on the plata, just because you're not covering it to retain the heat, but to keep it from getting dried out, keeping it moist. So these are shilohs that have to be asked to place it, because there are those that say, no, even let's say schnitzel, if you're going to cover it, wrap it up, totally wrap it up on Shabbos, might be hatmana, so speak to your local posting. But for sure what's mutter is obviously to put a pot cover on a pot, right? Even if it covers the chont all the way to the top, that's okay, because that's for sure considered a protection, and it will be okay. We now move weiter to Sif Gimel. Eluhem Dvarim Hamosifim Hevel. These are the things that are Moisif Hevel. So these are the things that the Mishnah elaborates on, that are items that if you insulate with them, if you wrap it with them, it will consider to be adding heat, and therefore it would be usher even on Erev Shabbos. Again, if you wrap it with something that is Moisif Hevel, it is usher on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos, it is usher to wrap even with Dvar She'eino Moisif Hevel, something that will just retain the heat and not add heat. So which items are things that add heat? So here, these are the things. So, Eluhim Advarim HaLaisifim Hevel, Pseret Shel Zeisim, O Shel Shumshimin. Pseret Shel Zeisim are the waste product, right, of olives or of sesame. What they used to do is, they used to take the pulp of the olive press or the sesame press after they pressed it for the oil. That pulp would be used to insulate and it would retain heat. Also, zebel, manure, melach, vemelach, salt, the sid, lime, the chol, salt, sand, bein lach and bein levation. These items, whether they are moist or whether they are dry, they will insulate and add heat. They will not only retain heat, they will add heat, and therefore it's also to insulate with these items on Erev Shabbos. V'tevem v'zagin u'moichin v'asavim. Now straw or zagin, we'll see what zagin is in the Mishnah Brura. Or moichin, we'll see what moichin is in the Mishnah Brura. And grass, okay, a sevim is grass, tevin is straw. These things are going to also be loisiv hevel, bizman sheshlashta, when these three things, okay, are lachin. The reason why he calls them three things, even though there are four, is because tevin and zagin, we'll see, are considered like one category. So these three things only will add heat when they're moist. If they're dry, they won't. Okay, so those are those things that will be moist at Hevel. So now let's go to the Mishnah Brura. So now we're at Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Tezvav. Oshal Shum Shemin. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that it's that the psoros of Zeisim or Shum Shemin, right, the pulp of Zeisim, of olives, or shumshumin after it got pressed, if it's used to insulate, it will add heat. So he says, Afal gad inyan hatmana b'seichan shaven hein, even though insulating inside the waste of shumshumin and olive are equal, if you insulate inside it, there's still a difference between the hatvana in a certain scenario with the waste of olive and shumshumin and sesame. The shumshumin and sesame, we had the mechol dvarman iskarkan and all other things that are listed here. Dafka l'mahatn l'seichan aser. Dafka, okay, insulating inside these items is aser. Aval im hitzning b'davar hamutzeh. What happens if you're matmin in something that's mutzeh? Kigon. Let's say you are matmin in a kupa shel tzemer. And let's say in a covering of wool, ukai gamna, something that does not add heat. Then, mutzeh laniach hakupa alayhen. Then you could put the kupa on top of these, right, the kupa with the dish on top. So you could put the box, right, with the, let's say, the kedera on top of the sesame, waste. Okay, the sesame pulp. Because it's not being surrounded with the sesame pulp. However, he says, aval gefa shel zeisim asur aniach. But on, let's say, the pulp of zeisim, you can't even put this on top of it. Why? Because even though it's being surrounded mainly with wool, and there's only this olive pulp, right, on the bottom, because that's chamin mitzvei. Olive pulp is a little more intense. Well, therefore, mosifin heva lamala, will add heat lamala, derech hakupa, through this kupa, to the kedera. Okay, this is not so practical. We don't really use these types of things. But if you ever come to insulate with olive pulp, you'll know that it's a little more chumor than shumshumin pulp, and you're going to be able to put a little olive pulp on the bottom and surround it with wool on the side. Let's move weiter. The tevin, and also with straw. Now, straw, as the Shulchan Aruch had said, is only going to be a problem of insulation that adds heat if it is moist. So he says, bain, now tevin, the straw that we're talking about, is straw bainim hu aroch, o nechtoch v'chatichos dakos. This is whether or not it is left at full length or cut into small pieces. Vizagin, and what are zagin? Hupsola shel yekev yayin. Zagin, right, we said we're going to explain what that is. These are waste materials of the wine vats, which, unlike the waste material of zeisim and shumshumin, they will add heat, but only, as the Shulchan Aruch said, when moist. Umochin, what's the other thing that will add heat after when moist? Mochin, what are mochin? Kol davar rach karoy mochin. Anything soft is called mochin. So therefore, if you're going semer gefen, cotton, utlishat semer rach shal behema, or soft wool of a behema, right, from a lamb, ugriras begadim bluyim, or shreddings of worn out clothing. These are things that are called moichin, and will also insulate with heat if moist. Sheshlashtan, okay, now he says these three things, and the reason why it's three is because, as we said, in Ksif Kat Yudches, Chashel Tevin Zagin Kichada, it kept Tevin and Zagin as one category. So we're talking about three things. Now, Tafka, Mishabru Yitef, when they're lachin, when they're moist. The lachin, Yeshbehen, Hevel, Harbe, Yaisem, Yivation. Because when they're moist, there is a lot more heat added than when they're dry, when you insulate with them. Umisima Samachaber Mashma, and from the Machaber not saying anything, adding anything else, it implies the bein lachin machmas atzman. This is going to be true whether it's moist based on its own internal moisture, ubein lachin machmas aracha, or whether these items got moist, let's say, because water came in contact with them. Shneim asurin, it's both going to be usher. However, amnam, however, kama achroinim eskimu, some achroinim, however, hold that dafka these things when they're lachin machmas atzman. It's dafka when they're moist, due to their own moisture, and they haven't dried out yet.
Shehem Mechamamayt Yaiser, because they will add more intense heat, okay, Milachin Nachmas Mashke, right, then if they got moist based on some liquid, Shenaflu Aleihem Misha Yavshu, and so on, and after they dry out. So we see here a Machlokes is whether or not Lachin, the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus is talking about Lachin, these things when they're moist, no matter what, whether it's their own moisture before it dries out, or even after it dries out, but it got moist by, let's say, water that fell on it. Other Achorim said, Lachin here means Dafka, its own moisture before it dries out. Chaf. Before we get to Chaf, we have to go now back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Eilu Dvarim She'ein Moisifim Hevel. And now he's going to list the things that its insulation is not Moisif Hevel, and therefore it will not be usher on Erev Shabbos, it will only be usher to insulate with these things on Shabbos itself. Again, on Shabbos is an isser of even wrapping and insulating just to retain its heat. Because of the concern, you'll find it cool down and you'll reheat it. So what are these things? Chaf. Ksus. One is ksus. What is a ksus? Clothing. Okay. Upeos. Produce. Okay. The kanfeyena, feathers of a yena, of a dove. Oshanites, or other feathers. Ula'ayres shel pishtan, and waste linen fibers. Ula'ayres shel chareshin, and carpenter shavings. Perish hakash hadak hanofel mina eit kishimagarim eit of megera. It means it's like a fine, straw-like, substance. It falls from the wood, it comes off the wood when it's, you know, planed, when the wood is planed. Sawdust. Yesh Aylin, and the Ramah says, Yesh Aylin, the Mutter Lahatman, this is the Ramah Hagar, Yesh Aylin, the Mutter Lahatman, the Slayim. There are those that say that it is permissible to insulate with stones, pebbles, rocks, even though it will add heat. Why should that be? Because things that are not shchiach, there's no gzeira for atmana, things that are not shchiach. We'll see what this means when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. Now go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chaf, Ksus. Okay, so Ksus is one of the things that do not add heat when you insulate with it. Who had been karim Ksusa, so to pillows and blankets, the Gizeh Tzemer, and wool sharings, Chaf Aleph, Uperos, and also Peros, like wheat and kidneyous wounds, Chaf Beis, Oshar Notzos, or other feathers besides Yonah feathers, besides dove feathers. These are all things that insulate but do not add heat. V'nakat mitchila kanfei Yonah, and it just gave an example of dove feathers. Why did it just say feathers? Because hu lashon ha-talmud. V'hu lashon talmud, it's the lashon of a talmud, mishun d'haya matzui lahem, because that's the, they had back then, it was that type of feathers. Chav Gimel, Una Oires, Shal Pishtan. Now, Oires Shal Pishtan was waste, you know, waste linen fibers. Okay, so look at Oires, a Dak Dak, Shna Oirin, Min Ha Pishtan. These are very thin fibers that are shaken out of the Pishtan during processing. Okay. Chav Dalid, Beslayim. So he said, the Ramad said that you can be matmin in sloyim. Hainu, what is that? Avonim ktanim shemaitziyim mehem esh. V'karin oisen avne esh. We're talking about what kind of rocks? These are small stones from which fire can be extracted. We call these things flint rocks, flints. Now he says, u'mashakasa avdu lo shchicha. What the Ramad here says is because it's not shchiach, therefore you're allowed to insulate. Hainu d'halo shchiach klal sheyadmin b'sloyim. It means that it's not shchiach at all to be matmen and slayim. Why? Mishum shemeshabim akdera, because these things will break the kedera or shemakalkin amacha will mess up the food. Aval davar shemafanim tainu mehem, things that sometimes you might be timing. Aval gad rosh chiyach, even though it's not done often, does we go to abundance. And those rosh chiyach here means like totally rosh chiyach because it might damage it. But things that just happen once in a while, right, if you decide one time to do atmana with something that, you know, is rarely done, that would still be atmana. It's something that you would not do because it might, you would not do it. Okay? You gotta be crazy to do it. Abnormal to do it. Chasar vashal v'tshuva, eifer cham hu davar she'eno motiv hevel, v'shari l'tmon bo. Ela imkein v'orav v'gecholim. The Rashal says in the tshuva that even hot ash, okay, is something that we should not consider heat producing, and hatmana can be made in it unless there are coals mixed within. How the Aviyu Eliyahu Rabba v'Tisefa Shabbos v'Shar Achronim, and the Eliyahu Rabba v'Tisefa Shabbos other Achronim quote his opinion. V'hu adin b'chol davar she'eino motiv hevel afilu heim chamim. And this applies to anything that's not most of Hevel, even if they are hot, they would be permissible on Erev Shabbos, not considered Dover HaMosef Hevel. Finally, we're up to Sif Dalid. Afal Pi She'ein Tonin B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel. Now, we said, even though you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos, even the things that are not going to add heat, what happens in Taman Novi Yodiyom? What happens if it's you wrap the pot in a towel totally before Shabbos, which is okay, because that's not Davar Mosef Hevel. When it's Gala Mishach HaShechan, on Shabbos, became unwrapped. Zavka on Shabbos, it became unwrapped. Then Mutzel Lachter L'Chaseisei. Then you'd be allowed to actually rewrap it, because since it was wrapped already going into Shabbos, and it was a permissible wrapping before Shabbos because it was not a davar on Mosef Hevel, then you'd be allowed to rewrap it on Shabbos as long as it was wrapped going into Shabbos and on Shabbos itself. And so too, if you want to put another blanket over it on Shabbos, that would be okay, as long as it's not something that, right, is obviously most of Hevel, but it's something that will definitely keep it warmer. It will keep its heat in more. The chayin and roitz are litlo kulo l'aseis achar b'mkomo. And even if he wants to take off, let's say, a towel and cover it with a blanket or something else, a different towel, l'aseis achar b'mkomo, bein sharishon cham yisrael me'asheni. Even if the first one was something that would keep it warmer than the second one, or ben tashani chan yoser, or whether the second one would keep it warmer than the first one. Doesn't mean it chan in the sense that it's Mosef Hevel. You know how they obviously put something with Mosef Hevel on there. So then he says, afil roya mechusa ela bisadin, even if it was only covered originally with a sheet, yachol ritlo ulchatzos so biglufkarin, you'd be able to replace it with a thick woolen cloak. But this is only obviously if it was fully cooked before Shabbos. If it wasn't fully cooked, then even to add on the kisui will be usher, because this keeping it in will help it cook, since it's not fully cooked and there's hot stuff in the chunk. So keeping it warm will enable the other stuff within it to cook quicker. That's how the Be'er Halacha explains the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. There is a Magen Avraham that does not understand the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, Ayin Shom Be'er Halacha. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berura. Okay, so we now go back to Mr. Bruch of Hey, Vinizgala Mishach HaShecha. I mean, Mashakasa Vinizgala, and it says here, Vinizgala, it fell off, like it came off by itself, Lav Dafka, as we saw later on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ha'afra Chathchila Mutlagala, because really you can take off the wrapping on Shabbos and put a different wrapping on, Kemoshakasa Basamach, as long as they're both b'davar she'ena motiv hevel. And the Kamash Malar is coming to teach you that after chigai gavli, even when it falls off, she is galan and neilu, it falls off by itself, dafka mishach ha-sheichet, dafka when it falls off after a Rish Shabbos. And on this galan b'od yom, if it fell off before Shabbos, the covering, then no matter what, it's also l'chasos of a Shabbos, and you now want to cover it and wrap it up and insulate on Shabbos, even if it's davar she'ena motiv hevel, davar le'kemat min l'chatchilu b'Shabbos, because it's like being matmin from the start on Shabbos, even though it was wrapped before, since it became unwrapped before Shabbos. So kol shekein im gilo b'yadayim, for sure, if you took off the wrapping, b'yadayim ago yom, when it was still a day, on Friday, even if you have in mind to rewrap it on Shabbos, to also the chasos of Shabbos, you're not allowed to be wrapping it on Shabbos. Chavav, Mr. Brewer, chavav, afilu v'chud, even if it was only originally wrapped with a sudden, and you're now rewrapping it, but the loma, or wrapping above it, adding to it, lo tema is a zayinah chashuv atmana. Don't say that the initial wrapping, let's say in a sheet, is not considered atmana, sheino moya, because it doesn't really help too much. Then you can't get shem echasa, love the glufkarin, and then when you go ahead and you put now on glufkarin, which is a thick woolen cloak, it would be usser. The Shabbos, because you might think it's like matan chila. Kamash v'landa, af sudden, even a sudden, moral kolbon in the mikdash helps out and it insulates a little bit, and therefore you could even go ahead and rewrap it afterwards with glufkarin. Chav zayin goreim la. So this is what I told you before. Is the Be'er Halacha discusses the last point of Shulchan Aruch Hayein Be'er Halacha.